Hello, Atoto family. It's a joy to be joining you for cell today. My name is Richard, one of the pastors here at Watoto Church, and I'm glad to be bringing you greetings all the way from Juba in South Sudan. Now, wherever you're joining us for cell, I hope that you're having a great time, because cell for us is who we are as a local church. And I know that we know already the four pillars on which we are anchored as cell families. And the first is loving relationships. And I hope that as you look at your brothers and sisters in the room, you are able to reaffirm that commitment to them, that you love them and you care for them, and that they are family. But the second pillar is spiritual growth. The spiritual growth is about journeying together as a family in discipleship, where we get to share God's word and experience amazing fellowship as we learn from each other together. The third pillar is a leadership development. We believe as a church that each of us, God has uniquely gifted us. He has a specific call for our lives and assignments over different seasons of life. And cell is one of those places where we get to grow and discover that calling and nurture it so we can be all that God has created us to be. And the final pillar is community engagement. We exist in community, in our neighborhoods, and God has planted us as homes, as altars in those communities, as cell families, so we can be a blessing and we can be able to demonstrate His love practically in that community. And that practical love is a way we get to witness the love that we've received from Jesus in our communities. And so today, we want to speak about the Holy Spirit leading us and empowering us to be witnesses. The Holy Spirit leading and empowering us to be witnesses. Now, who is a witness? A witness is a person who has seen or heard or experienced something that they just can't simply keep quiet about it. And so they want to share it. They want to speak about it out there because they've heard, they've seen, and they've experienced it. And I think about the witnesses I've heard and seen over my life. And it's been amazing to know that there's such a passion and a burning desire to be able to share that which they've seen, heard, or experienced. And as Christians, as the church, God has redeemed us, and He also gives us the commission, the commandment, the invitation to go into the world and preach the message of the gospel, like the gospel puts it in Mark chapter 16, but also in Matthew chapter 28. And you know what? Purpose, I believe, is summed up in these two statements, that we get to know God and make Him known. And now the Holy Spirit enables us to get to know God as He teaches, as He reminds us, like we've seen in the past. And therefore, when it comes to making God known, when it comes to being witnesses, the same Holy Spirit does empower us as well. And He does it in a couple of ways, and a few thoughts I want us to reflect on today. The Holy Spirit, first and foremost, gives us a burden for the lost. I love how Paul expresses that burden in Romans chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. And he says, my heart is in anguish. And he says, the Holy Spirit testifies that if it were possible, I would rather my salvation is exchanged for the salvation of my people. Now, that's a deep burden. That's a deep desire to see others come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Now, our assignment as the church to witness begins from that place where we passionately want to see people come to Jesus, where evangelism and witnessing is more than just a program. It is a burden. Now, the second thing is this, is that Holy Spirit baptizes us. Now, baptism is a subsequent and separate experience from conversion. At conversion, the Holy Spirit gives us new life. But at baptism, Holy Spirit releases His dynamic power to enable us to be effective in witnessing the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Now, I think about baptism like a car. You know, when a car is parked and it has fuel, it is still a car. And we can admire it for the car that it is. But for the car to really walk in its purpose, which is moving people from one point to the next, it's until we have ignited the key and the engine begins to run and it is thrust forward and it begins to move. Now, it's the same with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit immerses us in baptism in the power of God so we can be effective witnesses. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, and Jesus promising his disciples, he says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in all of Samaria, and to the ends of the known world. Now, the key word there is power, dunamis, the dynamic power that gives us a supernatural ability to be effective witnesses of the gospel. Now, the Holy Spirit empowers us in two distinct ways. The first is this: the Holy Spirit empowers us by giving us boldness. In Acts chapter 2, we see Peter, after being baptized by the Holy Spirit in the upper room, and he comes down and he begins to proclaim the message of the gospel boldly. Remember, this was Peter who ran into hiding, who denied Jesus because of fear of what would happen to him. But he comes and he proclaims the message of the gospel boldly. 3,000 people give their lives to Jesus. Now, you may be wondering, but why do we need boldness? Let me tell you, proclaiming the message of the gospel can attract fear, sometimes because of the consequences, but also it can attract persecution, resistance, because the enemy would do anything to ensure that the gospel doesn't go forth. And so the hostility against the message of the gospel comes in different forms and shades. But the Holy Spirit gives us boldness to proclaim, but also boldness to keep declaring this message regardless of the persecution. But the second thing in which the Holy Spirit empowers us to be witnesses is this: is he releases spiritual gifts. Now, spiritual gifts are those divine enablements that the Holy Spirit releases on the church, on believers, that empower us to be effective in witnessing. Now, these gifts are supernatural expressions of manifestations of the message of the gospel. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4 to 11, we see how Paul outlines those gifts, and they are categorized in three categories. They are the proclamation gifts, the gifts of speech, you know, prophecy, words of knowledge, wisdom. But also we see that the revelatory gifts, the discernment and the interpretation of tongues. And then we see the power gifts, which is the working of miracles, healing, the supernatural manifestations of the power of God. Now, all of these gifts are to point people to Jesus. They are not the end in themselves. In fact, someone would call them signs and wonders. A sign points people in a particular direction. It is not the end or the destination in itself, but it points people to that destination. And then a wonder is able to bring us to that place of wonder because of the amazing things that we are seeing. Now, all of these are to point us to the amazing God who is Jesus. And so that's the way that the Holy Spirit empowers us to witness. And so as we spend some time in our cell groups discussing, I want us to reflect on a couple of questions. And the first is this, is when it comes to the Holy Spirit giving us a burden to witness, I want us to ask ourselves, who in your life has the Lord placed around you that does not know him? Who has God placed around you that is far from him? And so let's respond to that question. Let's write down at least five names of those people in your life and make a commitment to share the gospel with them. But the second question is this: where do you hesitate to speak about Jesus? Where do you hesitate to speak about Jesus? What would bold obedience look like for you? And where do you struggle to speak about Jesus? Take a moment and reflect on that as well. And finally, let's share, what spiritual gifts has the Lord given to you, and how can you intentionally use them to point people to Jesus. So take a moment and talk about that as well. And then end it with prayer. Pray for baptism in the Holy Spirit. Trust God to release His Spirit, His manifest presence, His power to equip you to be an effective witness. But secondly, also pray for the names that you have written down, for courage, boldness, but also for opportunity to share the message of the gospel with them. And then finally, take time to share those specific needs and trust God to meet you at your point of need. God bless you and enjoy your time in cell.